This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, room 216 of the Hart Senate Office Building in Washington, D.C. is when and where the debate over the American healthcare economy picks up again. There's going to be a hearing entitled Stabilizing Premiums and Helping Individuals in the Individual Insurance Market for 2018. Translation, convincing insurance companies they are not going to lose their shirts selling Obamacare policies. But if we've learned one thing in this debate so far, it's that nothing about it is easy. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, though, that lawmakers could look to the not-so-distant past for a way forward.
Nervous insurers worried about losing cash start to ditch a relatively new insurance market. Sound familiar? Boston University health economist Austin Frack says that was the scene after the private alternative to Medicare, what's now called Medicare Advantage, had launched.
Back in the early 2000s, it was kind of withering.
Insurers were pulling out fast, selling policies in fewer and fewer places.
It took, you know, an act of Congress in 2003 to kind of, frankly, put more money into the program that kind of juiced it.
Frack says the infusion reignited the whole market. Insurers came back, and they invested part of the new money in beefing up the product, making plans more attractive to seniors. 4 years later, insurers were selling policies in every market in the country. And today, Medicare Advantage enrollment is at a record high. Frack says this is a great blueprint for Obamacare.
We shouldn't be scratching our heads very hard about how to make it function because we have functioning examples. So we should look at them.
In the current climate, it's hard to imagine Congress enticing insurers back by signing off on more generous subsidies, perhaps more politically palatable, lawmakers borrowing a page from another Medicare program, Part D, which covers prescription drug costs for seniors. John Bertko, the chief actuary for California's exchange, says the federal government picks up most of the tab for seniors with the most expensive drug costs. It's called reinsurance.
Reinsurance is a great tool. More insurers would come back in if they knew they had the certainty of some protection.
Reinsurance had been baked into Obamacare, but only as a temporary policy and ended last year. If Congress sincerely wants to stabilize Obamacare, the last decade offers lots of health insurance lessons.
Certainly, we know a lot of things that we should be doing that we are not currently doing.
Harvard Business School's Limor Daphne.
But that doesn't make it an easy situation.
Daphne says our political leaders aren't committed to making this work as well as it could, but she says it's also a mistake to think we can simply cut and paste our way out of Obamacare's shortcomings. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.